KDTKWS Mobile.
How we doing this morning? It's KDTKWS Mobile.
Good. I didn't know if he might be on this early in the morning on Saturday. Getting ready to take my son off the Boy Scouts and go skiing today.
Yeah, I'm on call, so I'm pretty much housebound today, but got my sister-in-law flew into town about before last, and her, my wife, and daughter going to Greenville for, I think it's Dancing with the Stars. They're doing a thing in Greenville, so they'll be doing that tonight, but just be taking care of stuff around the house. Hoping that phone don't ring.
Imagine, shoot, I'm trying to get to the gun show today. It's supposed to be one in Greenville, so we'll go check that out, see how that looks.
I don't think I've seen one where I didn't have something where I just absolutely could not go since I've been down here. Matter of fact, I took a ride out to Georgia to see my family last weekend, and they had these big banners advertising a gun show, and it was supposed to be this weekend. So, yeah. I always just miss them.
I understand it's supposed to be in, I guess, the Greenville Convention Center or whatever they're calling it. Who knows? Yeah, TD Convention Center is what my wife's telling me. So, be headed there today. Look forward to see if there's anything worthwhile to pick up, maybe.
Yeah, it's been the one, I don't know, I guess it's been since before the pandemic started. So it's been a while, but I'm originally from Georgia, but I've been living in New York for the past 12 years, and you know, we have them up there up in upstate New York, but there's, you know, there's not really a lot there by the way of what I'm looking for. I like a lot of historical military surplus stuff, and you know, if you do find it up there, it's really, it's way out of the ballpark price, and yeah, that's New York for you. So, definitely looking forward to going to some once I have some free time out here.
And that, shoot, I'm glad my schedule lined up where I can actually go to one, because usually if it's on a Saturday or something, I got to work. And while they're usually going on Sundays, you know, by then most everything's been picked clean, or everything that's left is just too expensive or whatnot. So it ain't really worth going.
Is that a Boy Scout thing to do this morning?
Troop is headed to Beach Mountain to go skiing, so this will be the first time he's ever been skiing, and he'll be doing it with his troop, so it's going to be a fun day for him, I think.
I thought you said skiing. I got to tell you, it kind of blew my mind that they had skiing down here. I mean, where I lived up north was just right outside the Adirondack Mountains, and skiing was a massive thing up there, and that was all kind of foreign to me, because I grew up in Northwest Georgia, and I'd never seen a set of skis or snowboards. So when I moved back down here, down to this area, you know, there's a lot of people down here that ski. It's kind of wild.
So too, I've never been skiing myself, but yeah, I mean, there's a couple of resorts near here. You know, when it's all right and cold, I guess they'll make their snow for the most part. I don't know how much actual real snow they get, but I know they're definitely making snow up there. It's probably a lot different than what people see out in Colorado, from what I understand, but still, as long as it goes and have fun. But yeah, I've never been up there, but I know there's a couple of resorts up in North Carolina where you can go skiing.
Yeah, I've been working up there for the past week and a half up towards Sapphire Valley, which is a big resort. Yeah, they make their own snow up there. People are up there skiing. I mean, it's kind of wild to think of somebody skiing in 50, 60 degree weather. I mean, because that's really the only reason I never really got into it up north, was because it was so dang cold on the side of that mountain. And we're talking about massive mountains. You know, it's what they call the Black Diamond Mountains, and it's freezing up there. But you know, that's what people do. But well, the one and only time that I ever went when me and my buddy first got up to up north, and we was free one weekend, and we decided we was going to go try our hand at snowboarding, and we paid a lot of money to, you know, rent the board, the bindings, and all that stuff, and the lift tickets. Let me put it off for just a second. And so it was the last day of the season, and they only had two lifts open, and one went halfway up the mountain. The second one, it didn't go down the mountain. You had to ski down to it, and it went to the summit. And this, like I said, this is a massive mountain. And so we get off that first lift, and we were doing cartwheels, somersaults, you know, getting busted up, banged up. I know at one point my helmet came off and went sliding down, and, you know, we got these little 12-year-old kids flying past us like, you know, they've been doing it their entire lives. And we finally made it down to that second lift, and I told my buddy, I said, look, man, I said, we ain't going to make it. He's like, oh, yeah, we can. And I was like, no, we can't. I said, you see that little tiny house down there? I said, that's the ski lodge. That's where we got to get to. We're not going to make it. So we talked to the guy at the lift, the next lift, and I said, look, man, y'all going to have to send somebody to come get us from up here. And he kind of chuckled at me, thought I was joking. I said, look, man, we've never done this before. We're not going to make it down this mountain. And they sent ski patrol up on a snowmobile to come get us from that lift. So we did the ride of shame the rest of the way down the mountain on a snowmobile.
Oh, man, that's a heck of a story. I would probably be in the same boat because I have never done it. I'd love to do it, but I think at my age now, I'd probably just end up going tubing or something. That way I didn't have to worry about it.
Part about it was, as we're finishing the ride of shame down the bottom of the mountain, this, I don't know, he could have been about 10 years old. He comes and he slides right up, kicks up the snow, and he goes, you dropped your glove, man, and hands me my glove, and I snatched it out of his hand. I'm like, give me that glove. it was an experience, man, but I would definitely advise anybody that, or like myself, that if you ain't got experience, make sure the bunny trails are open so you can kind of get your feet wet first before you go tumbling down the mountain like I did.
Doing today, they've got the, I guess, a little carpet lift, so they don't even have to get on the trail or nothing like that. So, well, you don't have to go up the lift, so it'll, like, a, I don't know, something in it that you have to do it. And then he'll just be on the bunny trail for the most part. I'm sure he'll probably stay on that most of the day. He might get adventurous towards the end of the day, but we'll see. Well, I do appreciate it. We just pulled up here and we're dropping him off, so we're going to tell him bye. So I'm going to say 7-3 to you for now, and I hope you don't get any calls today and you get to enjoy your Saturday. So this is KO4CEF, and I will be clear on your final.
Talk to you this morning. I hope your son has fun on his ski trip. Conditions are good up there. 7-3 is both of you, and I hope you all have a great Saturday. It's KDTK-WS.